Hello and welcome to another edition of the Marlena program, heard this time each week, right here on ACB Radio at the Mainstream. Boy, have we got a show lined up for you tonight. It's not only the Holiday Vendor Parade, not only am I going to introduce you to a fabulous, wonderful way that you can be fed while helping to nourish and sustain others, but we have a wee bit of a celebration and a soundbite to play regarding one of our very own ACB affiliates. Hang on, put your seatbelt on, because here comes this week's edition of the Marlena program. All right, we are going to get right to it tonight, because when I tell you we got stuff, man, have we got stuff. My first guest whom I will bring on in just a moment is someone whom I have only had the pleasure of actually knowing for 2 days, but spoke with her on the telephone about this project that of which she is the executive director, and I will bring her on in just a moment. But, you know, things happen quickly in the world, and we have a celebration in ACB, the American Council of the Blind. One of our very own affiliate presidents, Mr. Bob Patchy from the Bay State Council of the Blind, was quoted today on Meet the Press. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, because this really is last minute, and I edited the soundbite down, if you want to go and hear the answer that former Governor Mitt Romney of Massachusetts gives to the question posed by Mr. Tim Russert of Meet the Press, you can go check out the podcast and catch the answer. But I want to take my hat off to the Bay State Council of the Blind. You guys exemplify what ACB is about, and many, many congratulations. Take a listen with me.
From NBC News in Washington, this is Meet the Press with Tim Russert.
More of our discussion with Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts. He's running for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. We'll be right back. And we're back with Governor Mitt Romney. As you campaign around the country, you talk about your record in Massachusetts with budgets and taxes and so forth. The Cato Institute, a conservative think tank, gave you a C as governor of Massachusetts. And they say his first budget, presented under the cloud of $2 billion deficit, balanced the budget with some spending cuts, but $500 million increase in various fees was the largest component of the budget fixed. The AP says it this way: when Romney wanted to balance the Massachusetts budget, the blind, mentally retarded, and gun owners were asked to help pay. In all, then-Governor Romney proposed creating 33 new fees, increasing 57 others. The head of the Bay State Council of the Blind said that your name was Fifi, that you just raised fee after fee after fee. That's a tax.
That's a tax. All right. So if you want to hear the rest of that podcast, you can Google it, find it on Meet the Press, and hear the answer. All right. Let's get back to the original purpose of our show, but just had to congratulate our own Bay State Council. About 2 years ago, I was shopping online on Amazon.com. That's one of my favorite things to do to buy Christmas presents now, is shop online, because I've discovered as a blind person, if they don't describe the pictures well enough, I just call them up on the phone and say, "You did a really crummy job of describing your pictures. I'm blind. What does this really do, and what does it look like?" Well, one site that I never had any difficulty with, using Amazon and then going to the site directly, was a site called the Women's Bean Project. And I'm going to bring the director of the Women's Bean Project, I knew I would do that, Tamara Ryan. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a bit about the Women's Bean Project, and when did it start, and what is it?
Well, we were founded in 1989, so we've been around a little while. And we employ women who have been chronically unemployed and come from backgrounds of poverty. And we employ them in our food manufacturing business. So when you talked about some of the food that you've tried, our original product was Tony's 10-bean soup. And today we have 6 soups, and we have a variety of other products, including spice rubs and salsa mixes and cookie mixes and the best brownies you ever tasted. and we manufacture all of these products in our facility in Denver and ship them all over the world.
And how many people approximately work at the Women's Bean Project?
Well, we employ about 20 women at a time. And it really, that is just based on the amount of sales we have. So we're always focused on getting more sales because that's what creates more work for women. Each woman stays with us about 6 months, and during that time, we're working to try to teach her basic job readiness skills and life skills. So the idea that you have to come to work every day and on time and manage conflict in the workplace and dress appropriately, those kinds of things, as well as problem-solving skills and time management skills and, you know, other kinds of life skills that these women would not have had an opportunity to have learned.
And what is the background of some of these women?
Well, a typical woman who comes to the Bean Project has not had a job longer than a year in her lifetime. And the average age of a woman whom we employ is 37. So that's a lot of years of unemployment. Being on public assistance, about 60% of the time she has a felony background, and that's usually drug-related. So lots of women have histories of addiction. Almost all of them grew up in poverty, so what they're doing is repeating a cycle that they grew up in.
And you're trying to break.
Exactly. And almost all the women, of course, are mothers. And, you know, their children are liable to repeat the cycle as well. So what we're trying to do is finally break that cycle and have that woman be a role model. What I love about what we do is that when one woman leaves us and is successful, the ripple effect of that extends way beyond her to her family, her friends. As I said, she's often the first example of someone who's been employed in her family. So the opportunity to really break that cycle of poverty is there.
That is really cool. Now, what other kinds of soups and things do you? In fact, we just crock potted. I got to tell you, we'd never tried it in the crock pot, and I'm recovering from surgery, so my poor husband is doing all the cooking and everything in the house. And I said, "Oh, throw in the crock pot; it'll be all right. It's Women's Bean Project stuff; it'll work." And so we just crock potted the number 10 Firehouse chili. Oh man, is that stuff good?
Yeah. But, well, you know, in fact, that's named after our building. I'm sorry, my 2-year-old has just found me.
Oh, that's okay.
I apologize.
That's okay.
It's named after our building. We're housed in an old fire station that we bought from the city of Denver. And so we're in firehouse number 10. And it's a pretty hot chili, intentionally. But it was made to commemorate the building. We also have a milder chili. We have an organic soup. We have Tony's 10-bean soup, which I mentioned. We have a really great split pea soup that has curry in it.
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
So it's there are 6 different kinds of soup, and then we have cornbread mix that goes well with the soup, and we have about 25 different products.
You know, there's something so, to me, so sort of woman about a bowl of soup and the
very
whole.
Nurturing, yeah,
it's very nurturing. It's very loving. I mean, if you put a bowl of soup out for someone, you know, you've given it some thought to me. And I've always felt that way. And what I shared with Tamara on the phone when we spoke earlier is one of the things that I have been doing is purchasing as Christmas gifts, you know, 1 or 2 of these soups. And I think they run like $5.50 a package, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I am. And then what I do is I will even look in like thrift stores for really cool bowls. And I will give somebody a bowl and a couple of the Women's Bean Project soups. And then I make a little card that tells about the Women's Bean Project. But I understand that in print there is something that tells about the Women's Bean Project on each package. Is that true?
That's true. And also, one of the things that you'll find on all of our packages is they will be signed by a woman who made the product. So it'll say, lovingly handmade by Susan or whoever made it.
Oh, that is so cool.
So it's nice because you can kind of feel like you have a little bit of a connection. The organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if let's say that I looked on my 10-bean soup, well, that'd be Tony's 10-bean soup or whatever I chose, my chili, and it said, lovingly handmade by Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Could I call and leave a message for Shirley and say, that was so darn good?
Absolutely. What happens a lot also is that people write notes. And the nice thing is then that's something the woman can actually keep. Someone might write a note that says, dear Shirley, please keep up the good work. I really love your soup. and the women love that.
Well, let's tell our listeners how to find you, first of all. What's your website?
It is www.womensbeanproject.com.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
It is 303-292-1919.
Now, have any women with disabilities ever worked with you?
Well, yes, lots of women have disabilities, a wide variety of different kinds, from mental illness to disabilities that have come from injuries that they've
mm-hmm.
experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a pretty wide variety. And one of the things that I think makes the Women's Bean Project great is that there is such a huge variety of women. And so the jobs that they go on to are as varied as each woman who comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're not a program that is for one specific kind of woman.
Sure. Yeah.
Woman, except for someone who has experienced chronic unemployment.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that makes the program also very rich because the women learn from each other as well.
Before I let you go, and I'm putting you on the hook here because I didn't ask you about this ahead of time, but before I let you go, can you tell us a story? Can you leave us with somebody who came in and left a completely different woman?
Sure. One of my favorite stories is about a woman named Pam. And Pam was a little atypical in that she grew up in a middle-class family. She graduated high school with honors. The problem was when she was 13, she started drinking. By the time that she graduated from high school, she entered rehab for the first time.
Oh.
And by the time she came to the Women's Bean Project, she was in her mid-40s and had been in rehab 15, 20 times.
Oh.
And had just consistently failed at in rehab. She had also had a couple of felony convictions by then, and again related to her drug and alcohol use. So Pam came to the Bean Project, and honestly, I don't think that she believed that she was worthwhile enough to go through a program like ours, but someone had brought her there and convinced her to give it a try. And to her credit, she took advantage of every opportunity that was presented to her. And she eventually got a scholarship for the Community College of Denver and went through a certificate program to become an administrative assistant, and then went on to graduate and work for a bank. And Pam started to become reconnected with her three kids. And I have to tell you that she just blossomed. I mean, she started at the Bean Project and was very closed and wouldn't look you in the eye and just seemed very broken. And by the time she graduated, she literally was just glowing. You know, she was so proud of herself and what she'd accomplished. And today I will tell you that she still struggles because she's, you know, that life is full of stresses, and it's sometimes hard for her to remember how great her life is compared to what it used to be.
Sure.
But she is still doing it, and she's doing a great job. And again, struggles sometimes, but has reconnected with all of her kids, and really, just, her life is totally different than when she came to the Bean Project.
Well, I think the Bean Project is an extremely worthwhile endeavor. Do you work with organizations who may want to sell some of your product as fundraisers?
Oh, absolutely. We, in fact, that's a pretty common way that we work with organizations, whether it be a church or a school or any kind of organization, and we would help them get the product and then sell it as a fundraiser, and then either ship it back to the organization or ship it to the people who'd like to receive it. We sell our product also in 40 states around the country, so it's within each state. It's pretty easy to find us. Of course, you mentioned on Amazon and then our own website.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know you sell a lot in Burien, Washington, because I buy it.
Glad to hear it.
Well, it's wonderful stuff. And, you know, maybe we can check back in again next year. And, you know, the American Council of the Blind is an organization that is composed of affiliates. And we're always looking for ways to do fundraising. And so to all you folks out there listening, you know, what better way? You know, we're all reaching out, helping each other. We help the Women's Bean Project. That helps us. We help them. It's a circle, and that's what it's all about. So thank you so much, Tamara, and I'll be in touch with you. I have a few ideas in my brain. And it's just been a joy to know you. And remember, it's www.womensbeanproject.com. The telephone number is 303-292-1919. Did I get it right?
You did.
All right. Talk to you soon and have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, you too, Marlena. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right. While Gary gets the next person on the line here, we don't have the music. the interlude music. Gary's yelling at me to hang up. I did. I hung up. So we will be opening the lines in a bit, but I do want to make sure that we get our all our folks on. And coming up next is, I think, my friend and yours, a man who visits us every year to talk about something that I'm pushing the button, but I think you've got Tom on the wrong line or something. Are you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. All right. I've got you. A man who comes to visit us each year to talk about something that is extremely meaningful to him and very worthwhile. Our time to go and pay a visit to is my friend Tom Walsh from the Christmas Cabin. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Marlena, how are you? And thank you very much for your offer to be on your show again this year.
Well, I wouldn't have it without having you on there. And somehow my announcement got out last night and your name wasn't on it. And I thought that this morning at breakfast it hit me and I said, oh no, I've got to fix this.
Well, as I mentioned to you when I called, I had just got back from my daughter's, right, lives fairly nearby. I'm in Pennsylvania, and we're kind of in the midst of a nor'easter, and we've got a bunch of snow and sleet and freezing rain and all kinds of terrible stuff going on here ever since last night. So I was at my daughter's house yesterday and today, just got back about a half an hour or so ago. Anyway, thank you very much, as I say, for the invitation. Had I had a little more time, I would have brought Brandon Smith on with me. However, if I could, let me just maybe back up a few seconds to how the Christmas Cabin itself actually came about. It's a website, christmascabin.com, that was originally started by two people. Brandon Smith. Brandon is a resident of Shreveport area in Louisiana, and my wife, Mary Ann. Both of them, of course, are blind, both Brandon and Marianne. And this whole thing started about 4 years ago, I would say. Marianne has always been very interested in Christmas and a lot of the stuff that goes about happening at Christmas time. And on the Christmas Cabin site itself, find a lot of interesting things that you can read about and look into. One of the main things that is there is a thing called Marianne's Trunk. And in Marianne's Trunk are a number of recipes and great things that Marianne herself enjoyed making or got from other places, other resources. She would spend a lot of time, starting, I would say, back in August of each year, looking for information on the Internet to put into Marianne's Trunk. And she would have recipes there of things that you might enjoy eating. There's other sites, of course, or other areas in the Christmas Cabin. We're primarily interested in sort of sharing the idea of Christmas and the things that go with it. There's one of the things that's there is a very nice poem written by someone. There are also other places that are linked to our site that you can go to. I would mention, of course, that as you know, and some of the other listeners probably do, Marianne and I were married for now about 43 years, and I lost Marianne. It'll be 3 years this May. So I've been writing in Marianne's Trunk now last year and some this year to kind of fill in for her and sort of as a tribute to her. I've been writing some of the recipes, and what I've done this year is asked one of my employees to give me some recipes. I'm not the greatest cook in the world. I do pretty well with a microwave, but other than that, I might try some of that chili out.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact. So I have been sending in some recipes, and they'll be posted on the Christmas Cabin Trunk. And my daughter, one of my other daughters, Mary, last year was writing in, again, in tribute of her mom, and sending in recipes. So there are a lot of different things that are available on the site itself, and I'm not going to even try to, you know, go into many more. What I'd like to do is have people visit the site, see what you think of it. There is an opportunity for you to email us and sign the guest book, and that way we can see what you think of it. So I'm sorry that I wasn't able to bring Brandon in tonight, but getting home so
well,
late,
sure,
kind of a rush
sure.
job.
And this this whole program kind of got messed up between my being ill and trying to get it together. So I think you've done a wonderful job. And I was on the site just before we came on the air.
Okay.
And I downloaded the O Holy Night song.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, and we'll go out with that?
Okay, that's excuse me, a rendition that was, I believe, provided by a choir. I'm not quite sure from where, but it does tell you that, and it certainly gives them credit in on the website. And you can download it from the Christmas Cabin, and it's a beautiful rendition that I think you'll truly enjoy hearing. Marlena, I wish you the very best, certainly, and I hope you recover quickly. And again, thank you so very, very much for having me on tonight.
Thank you, Tom, and Merry Christmas.
And the same to you.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth.
And, of course, you can hear the full version of that at http://christmascabin.com. All right, we're going to move on here. We're actually almost on time in our holiday vendor parade. Let me just take one moment to do the housekeeping. If you are listening to this program on a Sunday night in North America at any time between the hours of 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern, it's live. How do you like that? If you're listening any other time, it ain't. And if you're listening at any time in Universal Time, Monday morning between 1 to 3 UTC, it's live. And if you're listening at any other time, it ain't. Just don't have it in me tonight, guys, to do the whole schlemiel. So I think you know it anyway. Somebody who I just always love to talk to because, you know, you could be in a really bad mood and just be really icky. And this person just makes me feel like I walk on water, which I don't. I actually sink every time. I'm a rotten swimmer. But this is someone who is very special in my life just because he is a cool guy and a very caring person and a loyal ACB radio listener, Stephen Guerra from ILA. Hey, Stephen.
How are you, Marlene? And thank you for your kind words. How are you this evening?
What's going on, man?
Not much, Marlene. I want to start off by first saying thank you very much for having us on, as you always do. And is that you're not the only program that we participate in, but certainly our most favorite program that we participate in.
Oh, thank you.
And then for Marvin and Mimi Sandler and the management and staff of Independent Living Aids, we'd like to extend to everyone a happy and joyous holiday season and a very happy and safe new year.
Well, you make sure you push that right back to Marvin and Mimi and all the staff, and don't forget Fran.
Absolutely not. Fran is a very special person.
I love Fran.
She's overall a very special person, period.
Yeah, she's a cool dude.
Okay. Maybe a dudette, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, now don't get sexist.
No, you don't. We have a few little nice little stocking stuffers for your listeners and anyone else that's listening, whether it be live or not. Couple quick things that we have. Of course, we have our Kelvin Talking Thermostat. It's our normal price has been $129.95. We have that for the holiday specials as $99.95. We also have the ever-so-popular Tap Memo PDA Organizer, which is actually controlled by your voice and such. That's actually going for the week up until December 21st as for $125. Just as a side note, if anyone is interested in purchasing stuff from Independent Living Aids, we are taking orders and shipping orders through Friday, December 21st.
Wow. Now,
that, I know, because then we have the weekend, because we are closed on actually Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
However, UPS will deliver on Christmas Eve. Probably will be a Santa Claus in a brown outfit. I don't know. But so if you want to get your orders in, of course, the time to do it for anywhere in the continental United States is to put your order in by tomorrow, by the hopefully by the end of business, and you'll get it hopefully by Friday. And if any time after Wednesday, you'll have to start using more expedited shipping, which, of course, comes with a greater cost.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Friday, you would have to ask for overnight shipping, and that would get to you by Monday, Christmas Eve. So that's the very last possible time that you can actually do an order and have it shipped so you can get it by Christmas Eve.
All right, and let me just interrupt and let people know that the line is open, because I know people often like to call Steve and ask, do you have this, do you have that, do you have the next thing, et cetera, et cetera. So the line is open. It has not been open up till now, but we've opened it for Steve, and we'll keep it open for the rest of the show. It's 866-666-7926. Go ahead, Steve. Keep on a roll.
Great little stocking stuffer, brand new this year in 2007, and be reminded to everyone that our 2008 catalog is going to have a great amount of new items, so stay tuned for that. But as a stocking stuffer item that I absolutely adore is a AM/FM VHF radio, AM/FM radio, with an antenna and two old-fashioned dial knobs that you use to tune in your station and or turn up the volume or turn it off.
Oh, I want one. I want one.
Wait, it gets better.
Oh, okay.
Daryl Shenron loved this because it has a hand crank on the front of it, and for every 45 turns, you get 1/2 hour of power, but it also operates on 2 AA batteries.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. We have a caller for you. I knew we would. Hey there. You're with Steven. Go ahead.
And you've got Eric from Los Angeles, California. Marlena, I thought I'd surprise you.
Oh, my gosh. You're coming. You did. Where are you, Eric?
Well, I'm listening on the mainstream over the phone line.
Oh, boy.
Off of the 206 number.
Oh, boy, am I confused. Well, you'll have to tell me about that later.
Yes, I will. On the email side, I will. Steve, I have a question for you.
Sure.
It has something to do with talking remotes for the television.
Okay.
I have one that's pretty much on the fritz right now, and I'm trying to find out what type of remotes that you have available.
We have a remote, actually, it's called the surfboard remote. It's actually the next generation of what the Ascender was. However, this has an ability to learn the codes of your cable TV box, your TV, your DVD player, and or your VCR. And it is very easy to use. Every button, at some point when you turn it on, once you turn it on for the first time, you can actually hit the help button and follow the instructions to either punch in a code for yourself if you want to punch in a code, or you can have it learn the code of those items that I mentioned to you before. But it is, I believe, $49.95. Mm-hmm. Eric, if you wanted to email me, if anyone wants to email me about any of the products that I mentioned here tonight and any products in general, email me, Eric, if you could, at techsupport@independentliving.com. And just put Eric from ACB Radio, and then I'll address your message, if not tonight, then tomorrow, and I'll direct you to a link that you can read the description. And if you want to purchase it, you can either do it online or call us on the phone.
All right, Steve. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Eric, you little sneaky thing, you.
Marlena, we got to start that again. All right, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so that radio, now, tell me about that.
It's actually $12.95,
yeah.
And I'm sure Gary could probably get a deal with me if he wanted to purchase a few for a stocking stuffer. Not trying to put too much pressure on Gary, you know, or anyone else. If anyone's interested, as always, our Independent Living Aid's item number is 247213. And in the same instance, for those individuals who are low vision, who might need a little more advanced of an item, we have the Dynamo hand-powered flashlight, alarm clock, and radio, which actually we have it as a special price for $28. And again, in saying to Eric before, anyone has any questions about any of these products that I mentioned, just email techsupport@independentliving.com. And just give me a unique subject line. Say, I heard it on ACB Radio or hand-powered radio on ACB Radio. And make it as subjective as you can in your subject line.
Yeah, just reference ACB Radio somehow and then...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Steve, you should start a home shopping network.
You know, growing up... I'm aging myself. About 20 years ago, there was a guy on a local station here that used to say he wanted people to call in and buy these Mark McGuire rookie cards. And he used to say, "Be dialing." You know, so, yeah, I can see myself doing that. It's a fun thing.
All right, go ahead. Keep going. You still got more time.
A buttonless answer machine, which is made by the people who make the Tap Memo and the Vocally voice dialer. We have it as a special price for the holidays at $99.95. We have the Milestone 311, which I have to tell you that we have a new hardware module that will allow you to voice label and tag different things such as DVDs, frozen foods, cans, bottles, whatever you on in your household, much like other labeling technology.
Mm-hmm.
But this works off of a radio frequency identification device. And the hardware module slides right into the milestone like it was a memory card. And then you can voice label things with your own voice. Very simple technology, very easy to use. Going to be doing a podcast. I'm going to be getting that to Jeff Bishop soon so we could have that on main menu. But the milestone for now for the week until December 21st, we have a special price at $324.95 for the Milestone 311 digital voice recorder and MP3 player.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated with this RFID technology because I believe it's the way of the future.
Yes, it is.
So I have a product now that I dearly love. I loved its first iteration a little better because it was easier to use, but I dearly love the second one as well. And it, you know, I have to find the barcode, and once I find the barcode, then it reads it or it says it in my voice if the data wasn't there and I recorded it. However, finding that barcode is a real bear sometimes. Is that going to be different with RFID?
The RFID technology, I want to give you an example with specifically using the technology in the module. The hardware module is called SpeakOut. So when you have SpeakOut inserted into your milestone,
right,
provided you use any of the tags that they that comes with the hardware module, you scan the tag with the Milestone 311, and it will pick up.
Now,
to give you an idea as to how intricate it is and how amazing it's being used in Europe. And specifically in Switzerland, there are these RFID tags on signs at railway stations and bus stations. And an individual, a blind individual, a person with low vision, who is using the milestone with the speak out, can wave their device or their milestone in front of this sign, and they can be told what railway station they're at or what bus station they're at or what line they're on.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's that intricate. And you could use it for anything. It's after the new year, there'll be a segment on main menu. I'm going to work with Jeff Bishop to get this segment for the Speak Out technology with the Milestone 311. And you'll hear firsthand foremost that it's as amazing as it could be. It's not on a barcode system. It's beyond that. And I'll give you another in-depth way this is being used. In Japan, they're using the next level of RFID or radio frequency identification, which is a 3D tag. Imagine using your cell phone with Talks or Mobile Speak on it and downloading your check-in notification for your airline. Imagine going to the airline and checking in with, say, one of those kiosks, and say, for the instance, the kiosk is accessible. Imagine having the opportunity to just waving your cell phone underneath the camera of the kiosk and checking in and not having to have any assistance or anyone needing to check you in at the counter.
Wow, that
so,
is...
I mean,
yeah.
It goes way beyond that. So
yeah.
RFID technology is here. It is available. And, of course, it's available with the Milestone 311, and we do have the ability of providing extra tags for if you want to use for metal objects such as cans and such. And they're reusable. And they're recyclable. So, I mean, you could take it off of one thing and put it on another, make a new voice recording, and you're on your way.
Wow.
So the SpeakOut technology we have is an introductory offer for $150. It's normally $175. But that with the Milestone 311 at $324.95 until Friday will certainly be a nice little – it'd be an expensive treat, but it'd be a nice little treat for someone to remain as independent as possible. We have other watches that we have available. We have several ladies' watches at about $32. They normally range at about $49.95. Ladies' four-button and one-button watches. Those watches that have gold tone faces and or gold casings with black numbers and white faces, for that matter. So we have a wide variety of that. Again, more information, anyone would like to have more information, please email us at the tech support at independentliving.com. One of the last things I want to mention is we have an old-fashioned touch clock, which is, if you've ever seen it, Marlena, if you have, you've come to our booth so many times when we've been at DCB convention.
And I leave very poor.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's at your own risk.
That's right. I leave rich in goods and poor in cash.
Absolutely, in spirit as well. The touch clock is a touch face braille clock or tactile clock that you can set the time, and it ticks like the old fashioned clocks used to be. It has an alarm on it that rings as a bell, and we have it at $15, where it normally is, I think it's $21.95. However, it is available, and a lot of these specials are available from us. We always have weekly specials, and in celebrating our 30th anniversary, where we're in our 31st year of business, we, from week to week, have items right on our website that are available at a 31% discounted price. So look at our homepage. You can, if anyone who's a WindowEyes or JAWS user, can go right to the homepage at independentliving.com and hit the letter H to take you to the first heading, where it will say Can Do Products for Your Active Independent Life. If you arrow down from that, you'll see all the specials. And as always, we have our bi-monthly emails that we send out. If anyone's interested in getting those, they can certainly send email to techsupport@independentliving.com, and you'll get those emails on the 1st and the 15th of every month. Those specials are available via use of the internet, as well as calling in on the phone and indicating that you received the email and you'd like to redeem the special price for that item that you saw on the email. But that's about it. We have loads and loads of new things coming in. We have loads of items that we have as overstock that we'd like to certainly have individuals look into. We have tons of things. We have a braille wooden map that is available. We have it at $10 each. That item number is 196300. We have loads of games. We have CD games that don't require installation. They are a series of word games or a series of strategy games or grid games. And we also have equally a typing tutor if anyone was interested in that as well. But more information certainly can be had by looking at our website and or sending us an email at the techsupport@independentliving.com.
Well, as always, you are a delight, and you're like having Santa Claus. I mean, you never know what Steve's going to have in that pack around his back, you know?
Well, it's not the pack around my back that I'm worried about. It's the pack around my front. I could probably serve as a blind Santa without any difficulty. But that's no here, no there. And then, you know, this Santa is certainly going to go on a diet after January, so I can be
Thanksgiving
trip for my swimsuit on going to CSUN.
Yeah, we all say that, don't we?
And just for, yeah, exactly. Just for your information, Marlena, and I'll say to you, come around time for CSUN or just before, we might have a surprise announcement for you.
Oh, okay.
ILA might have a surprise announcement for you. And
okay.
If it's not on main menu, then we certainly like to announce it on your show.
Okay.
But we certainly will be in contact with you.
All right. Well, either one, you know, we're happy.
Absolutely.
Either one or both, you know?
Exactly. And stay tuned, everyone, for 2008 with great, great items. And if anyone ever has any questions, you can always speak to our wonderful customer service people, as well as send us an email to the techsupport@independentliving.com, and we will gladly respond to you with the right information as well as the most timely information.
Well, Steve, we appreciate that. And from me to you and me to everyone at ILA, have a very happy holiday.
Thank you, Molly. Same to you and your audience.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to move on. That was Steve Guerra from Independent Living Aids, and we'll be right back. Maybe.
The program is brought to you by HumanWare, advocates for Braille literacy and manufacturers of the Braille Note M-Power. For more information on the Braille Note and other fine HumanWare products, visit them on the web at www.humanware.com or call HumanWare at 1-800-722-3393.
You're listening to ACB Radio Mainstream. Call Marlena now at 1-866-666-7926. That's toll free, 1-866-666-7926.
This week's Marlena program is brought to you by HumanWare. Visit them on the web at www.humanware.com. Humanware, HUMANWARE.com, or call them at 1-800-722-3393. Humanware, empowering people through Braille literacy.
All right, well, Humanware, the little Humanware gremlin jumped in there, and we did two spots for the price of one. All right, I'm Marlena. We're moving right along. It's about 46 minutes past the hour. Now, let me just warn you before I bring on my next friend, that coming up after my next friend, you know, at the beginning of the show, I said, put your seatbelt on. Well, honeys, I meant it, because we're going to dedicate the entire last portion of our show to Mr. You Don't Need Sight to Cook Dinner Tonight, Wahoo, Dale Campbell, who is going to talk about his 100th broadcast of Cooking in the Dark, plus all the other cool things that you will be able to find at blindmysmart.com. Now, before we lose all sanity, you see, sweetness comes before sanity. And my friend that I'm about to bring on now is just someone who, in fact, I think I said today in an email to her, I just love knowing you. And she's someone that I don't see often enough, don't talk to often enough, but boy, every time I do, it's just a really good experience. And plus, she's smart. She knows what she's talking about. Hey, Kelly Dunn from Handy Tech North America. How are you?
I'm good, Marlena. And how are you? Are you recovering?
Well, I'm getting to that point. Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. Now, I got it right? Handy Tech North America?
You did.
Oh, good. I get so confused.
Yeah, you... Okay, so let me give my contact info.
Go
here
for
real
it.
Quick. Our phone number here is 651-636-5184. If you are interested in anything I say, or you want to, you know, give me grief about some of the things that I say, you can. Just send an email to info@handytech.us. That's info@handytech.us. And then our website is www.handytech.us, where you can not only find out about products that we sell, but also hear some demonstrations and that sort of thing. So,
all right. And I'll make sure and run that stuff all down at the end of the show, too.
Uh-huh.
So what's the hot stuff going on?
Oh, there's a lot of new things this year. One of my favorite little devices, the GW Micro's Portable Sense View. It's a handheld CCTV that isn't new, but the new piece to that is the little handheld writing attachment that plugs into the side. And we have a deal going on right now where you can get both the CCTV, the handheld portable magnifier, as well as the writing camera for $899. And normally, if you buy the two, it's $950, so it's a $50 savings.
Wow.
And then the other really, really exciting thing is Mobile Speak Smartphone 2.0.
Yay! I have that.
That's great. It's user-centered, so it's not tied to your device anymore. So you can migrate to a new device if you want to. Or if your phone goes bad and you have to replace your device, it's not a hassle anymore. You don't have to send us a fax like you used to. So we do have a deal going on with Mobile Speak Smartphone. That's $269. It's a 10% savings, so that's good. And then also we have that also moves over to the Symbian 9 platform as well. So the Symbian 9 licenses are also $269. And then if you have an old cell phone, if you're using one of those Nokia 66, whatever, 6600, 6620, even as early as like the 3650s and stuff, there's a whole series of those. If you want to give it a makeover, kind of an uplift with Mobile Speak, and you're using Tox, then we have those licenses for $99 while supplies last. And then, of course, Handy Tech is known for their Braille displays. And we're the national distributor for those. And if you purchase a Braille display through us, you can get a free mobile screen reader for free.
Wow.
The HandyTech displays, especially the portable ones, are known for having their user-replaceable double and AAA batteries. So if your batteries go and you're out and about, you can just run into a corner store and pop in some new batteries and you're set. So.
Yeah, I have a Braille Star, and I've had it for quite some time, and it's like a, you know, it's a workhorse.
They last and last.
Yeah.
We had a call from a woman who inherited one, and it's 13 years old, and the only reason she called it was because it didn't come with a power supply.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yep.
My gosh. That's amazing.
So. That's pretty exciting stuff.
So now,
and then the Wayfinder, that's another really
Wayfinder.
Exciting thing,
Wayfinder, yeah,
too.
Tell us about that.
Wayfinder is GPS solution for the Symbian phones. Right now we have a deal going. The Wayfinder license is $499, and then if you need a GPS receiver, if you don't already have one, then it's $599. So that's quite a savings as well.
Is there a GPS solution yet for the smartphone?
No.
Well, but there will be. But there will be.
There will be, and you can wait in line with me because I'm a smartphone user myself. I do have a Symbian phone, so if I need Wayfinder, I can bounce back and forth.
Now, so you have used Wayfinder.
I have.
And how does it work for you?
It works really well, especially the latest build. There's some new features. I was playing with it today, actually. I was on a VIP conduit this afternoon doing a demonstration of it there. And it went pretty well. I was pretty excited, actually. But with the new version, it'll pull up points of interest. And that was really nice. You could actually go to a tab where it had all of the closest points of interest to your current location. And then also it has some new hotkeys that are really handy. So.
And that just works through your Symbian 9?
Symbian cell phone. It works on the old one,
oh,
too.
Oh, does it?
So
okay.
You have, like,
okay.
A 6682.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so,
you just have to have the latest version of whatever screen reader you're using.
Ah, okay, yeah, that was my question. So you would have the latest version of Mobile Speak, let's say, since that's the...
Mobile Speak talks, if you
right.
need the latest version... You can purchase that through us. We do handle talk sales.
Oh, you do handle talk sales?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
So we can do both.
Okay,
okay. So, yeah, you could totally have quite a nice working solution with even the 6, 7, and 8 series phones. The cool thing is with the Wayfinder on the cell phones is one less piece of equipment that you have to drive around.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't know, I live in Minnesota, and we don't always have very nice weather up here. I don't always want my Braille display out in the elements.
Yeah.
So now, it's nice to have that feature.
Let me put you on the spot again here. Oftentimes people will say to me, sorry, I'm trying to adjust headsets here. Oftentimes people will say to me, I don't know which screen reader to get, Mobile Speaker Talks. Now, I'm not going to ask you which one to get, but I am going to ask you, are you someone that people can call and discuss candidly the pros and the cons of each so that a person can really make the best buying decision?
Absolutely, 100%.
There are so many dealers
really
who only sell one.
We really try to be an equal opportunity screen reading. Whoa. I'm glad I wasn't in the way of that dog that just flew by. We just got back from the mall, and my dog is running with her laps around the house.
Oh, yeah, that's depressurization.
Yeah, something. So you can call. And not only can we help you find the right screen reader, but also find the right phone solution, you know, whether you should be with Symbian or smartphone or even the Pocket PCs, we're familiar with all of the platforms, and we're very, very willing to discuss things and try and come up with the right phone. There are so many choices and so many kinds of keyboards, and it's hard to make the decision. And I think we try to keep up on what's going on in the mobile accessibility world so that people can have us as a resource.
Well, you guys are the clearinghouse of mobile accessibility knowledge.
Well, we and, you know, we don't try to sell too many phones. We do have some phone bundles that people can purchase, but really, you know, for some of these phones, especially the smartphones,
yeah,
we can't compete against the prices that you get from your carrier.
Yeah.
You know, people are buying these cell phones for next to nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't buy them for next to nothing.
Sure. Well, I will run down your contact. Well, let me let you run it down. Go ahead and run down your contact information one more time. And
sure. Our phone number is 651-636-5184. You can send us an email at info@handytech.us, handytech.us, or you can visit us online at www.handytech.us.
Well, it's great to have you on, Kelly, and please give Earl my love. And the next time, you talk to Siggy, tell him I said, yeah!
Siggy's just great.
Siggy, I love Siggy. At CSUN, we just, no matter who's around or what's going on, we see each other, a hug happens, so.
You'll have to come to his birthday party if you're there.
Oh, I do. It's great fun. It's great fun. Well, very happy holiday to you and everybody in your household, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All righty, and now we are moving on to our next guest right after this.
Hi, this is Marlena. Have you been listening to ACB Radio for a while and wonder how you can help? Well, there's a Donate to ACB Radio link now available from the main page at www.acbradio.org. And thank you so much for listening to ACB Radio, where your listening is our business. You're listening to Marlena at the mainstream of acbradio.org and WTNDLP Macomb 106.3 FM. Information on how you can donate to ACB Radio is available at our webpage, www.acbradio.org. And thank you for listening to ACB Radio, where your listening is our business.
All right. Your listening is our business, and I'm yelling in your ear, and Gary's yelling in my ear, reminding me to remind you that the phone lines are still open at 866-666. Get all those sixes right. 866-666-7926. And the reason we left them open is because, you know, you've heard of barn burners, you know? Well, we got a line burner coming up now. I'm just going to sit back now and be comfortable and welcome in and pretty much turn the darn show over to my good friend, Mr. You Don't Need Sight to Cook Dinner Tonight, Dale Campbell. Hey, Dale.
Marlena, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. What is going on in Seattle? Now, you know, I'm going to say this with all the love in my heart, but your nickname now is Hopalong, you know?
Yeah, thanks.
Could be worse. It could be Eileen, you know. You could have one leg. And anyway.
Well, actually, that's more like what it is.
But, you know, I bet now since you're hopping along, you might be able to get a job at IHOP.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Oh, you know, I got to get an eye roller in there at the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
or,
well,
you know,
my plastic eyeballs are clinking, so you did it. All right.
Well,
Man,
we've got so much going on. The mice are happier than heck. We've been busier than a son of a gun, which is just awesome because the scholarships are growing every day. ACB Radio had an affiliate purchase the other day, which is great.
Yay!
Thank you, thank you, thank you. A little change in the old pocket, which is so cool. Man, everything's just going great. And here comes show 100.
Whoa.
For Cooking in the Dark. I can't believe it.
Me neither. I can't believe that Tim and Cheryl survived you.
I know.
For 100 shows.
And you know what's cool, though, is they're starting to become kind of like me.
Oh, dear. Does that mean I'm next?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
And it's contagious. It's contagious. But I do want to add one little thing. The reason Steve Gurra, you know, is able to be like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's because he's cooking in the dark, listener.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah, we're not, you know, we're not responsible
for
weight gain, but we will take credit for it.
We all are.
In fact, let's throw this little quick snack out there real fast for everybody listening. Get your slate and styluses ready. Get ready to write down some notes real fast on your computer if you want. But these are called reindeer treats.
Ooh, I'm ready.
All right. You need to heat your oven up to about 350. Put some foil or parchment paper or what would really work great is that new Reynolds Release, that nonstick Reynolds Wrap foil. Put that on your cookie sheet. Lay a bunch of your little mini pretzels on it. And then put a Hershey's Kiss on top of each pretzel. Now, what you're going to need to find is you're going to need to find a sucker, like, you know, Gary or somebody. I ain't saying nothing like that, but find somebody to peel all those little crazy kisses, you know, peel all that foil off of them. But you want to set those on your pretzels and then pop them in the oven and let them bake for about, 5, 6, 7 minutes, something like that, till they get soft. You don't want them so melted, you know, where they're melted and just liquid, but you want them to melt and get a little bit soft.
Gosh.
And then you want to come back, and if you can find them, the red and green M&Ms that are made this time of year, be it with peanuts, be it with regular M&Ms, whatever your pleasure is, the almond ones I think they still have.
Too. Yeah.
Just stick one of those, boink, right in the middle of your Hershey's Kiss. Take them out, let them cool, and there you go.
Can you hear me writing?
Little reindeer treat.
Can you hear me writing?
Yes, ma'am. You're tapping. I hear that.
I'd be tapping on my braille note.
I'd be tapping. Now, that was so cool because Candace, you know, she's a school teacher and a reading specialist. And when we were at the ACB convention in Texas, we had some of our braille cookbooks out there, the big Cooking in the Dark, all 4 volumes of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, folks would grab those and start reading them. Whoa. And Candace, she was just blown away. By how fast people could read Braille. I'm like, go, baby. Because, you know, me, I'm still reading the first line of a letter I got 6 months ago.
Well, that's all right. You just keep cooking. We'll read to you.
Yeah, that's it. That is it. But those little reindeer treats, now that is nothing to be confused with the reindeer food that we made on a Cooking in the Dark show. And you've got to listen to show 100 next week. We kind of planned it out. We had to run some reruns and everything. We could air it right at Christmas because it's kind of our little Christmas treat to everybody.
Oh, how cool is this?
Phil Parr joins us, the creator.
Yeah.
You know, since it was his kind of, he's the one that kind of got the ball rolling, and we're calling ourselves a spinoff. You know, we're calling him Archie Bunker, and we're the Jeffersons. We're a spinoff of old Phil Parr. But he's kind of on the show with us, and we talk about, you know, we talk about our past guests, and we talk about some of our favorite shows and favorite recipes.
Oh, man, how cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Tim cues up some excerpts from old shows, and some of them he totally surprised me with.
Oh, that is so cool.
He even comes up, Marlena, with the very first show we did back in, golly, what was it, June of 2003.
Wow, you're kidding.
No, and Skylar's on it with me. You know, she was on the show with me. She sounds like such a little bitty girl.
Well, and you know, I wish that, sorry, I'm moving around here and losing my microphone. I'm such a professional, can you tell?
I hate when that happens.
I know,
well,
I hate
one of the things
it when
too,
that happens.
They played excerpts of when we do the live shows here in Houston.
Gosh.
And there we use a mic, you know, on a stand. And
yeah.
You can hear me bumping into
well,
it, man.
See,
I'm always
finding
it with my face.
That's what I've got, too, here is a mic on a stand, and I've got a phone call, so let's bring him in.
All right.
Hey there, you're with Dale Campbell and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Sue.
Hello, Sue.
I just wanted you to know I just had a call from Hollywood, Marlena.
Yeah?
And they need you to fill in for Hopalong Cassidy.
Watch it, Sue. You live closer to me than he does.
That's all I had to say. I couldn't resist.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Man, see what I've started?
See what you started. Hey, Sue, you sound great.
Anyway, I just couldn't resist.
All right.
Bye.
You take care. And, honey, Payback is a bear.
Yeah, but I can run faster than you can.
Shut up. Goodbye. I hung up on her.
There you go. That'll learn her.
That'll
anyway,
learn her.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
So I was going to say, what I really was going to say was, and for the 100th time, we'll hear the dinner bell, Chang and Skylar, and is Skylar, right? Skylar?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Skylar say, you know, cooking in the dark. And
welcome to cooking
yeah,
in the dark.
Yeah, and I messed it all up and I didn't do it, but it's the drugs.
No, that's cool.
It's the drugs.
Yeah. Which, okay. No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
They get you through the day, man.
Oh, lately they do. Hey, we got another call. Let's bring them on in. Hi there. You are with Dale and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dave in California.
Hey, Dave in California. Go for
Merry
it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Anyway, the reason I called was Dale forgot to mention one very important thing.
Lay it on me.
Okay. Yeah. When you do the Hershey's, you know, they don't just have Hershey's Kisses anymore. They got all kinds of Hershey's stuff. You got to make sure on those that you have the solid chocolate. Or I'm sure the nuts would work, but you don't want to have any that filling would get all over the place.
Yeah. You don't. I mean, there's stuff with all kinds of stuff. There's dark chocolate, which would be excellent for this recipe. I mean, this thing, too. And that's the thing, too. I went into the store, oh, gosh, this was a few months back, but went to get just Oreo cookies, and they're like, what do you want? I'm like, holy, what do you mean? You know, do you want chocolate?
We're just old. That's all there is to it.
Man, this is it's getting crazy.
We're just you and I are just old fuddy duds. You know, I want Oreos. You know,
Well, see, and I've petitioned Nabisco and all these candy companies and places. You know, when they bring new stuff out and they make variations on their original products, they need to get the approval of the blind community.
Absolutely. Well, I do not like the Hershey's Kisses with filling in them. I really don't. Sorry.
Now, you know, that's kind of like opening up a can of what you think is a Coke and it's a beer.
Exactly. And it,
you know, when you pop
about
that bite into that thing and it's all squishy, like, what? The first thing that runs through my mind is, what in the...
I'm solid chocolate forever. That's me, boy.
That's me, too.
I do
like the ones with nuts in them.
Well, okay, but you can have the ones with nuts in them are at least reasonable. I mean, at least you got... But this filling... I'm sorry, I shouldn't use that kind of language on this. It's a family show.
That's right.
All right.
Especially with me on the show.
Yeah, we've got to really watch Dale.
Okay, all right. Well,
Dave.
Yes. Dave, one of the unpleasant surprises that I had lately, looking for that microphone again, there it is. One of the unpleasant surprises that I had lately is for the Washington Council of the Blind convention, I had the opportunity to put some little prize packages together for a certain thing that we were doing. And so I made up these little bags, and in each bag, I thought I was putting a peanut butter cup, you know, a Reese's. You know how good they are, the chocolate and the peanut butter. Oh,
I don't like them, but that's
oh
okay.
God, I love them. Well, apparently, I'm very much in the minority because these things were chocolate with caramel and peanut butter. People were raving about them, and I thought they were just sort of bleh.
Oh, well, you know what they used to have?
They used to have
chocolate marshmallow. They called them mallow cups. Now, those were good.
I don't like those.
Those were good. And I'll tell you what I also like. And this is going back to my childhood. And I know I'm older than Dale, so maybe Dale won't even remember these.
Nobody's older than Dale.
Man, try me.
Do you remember Fudge Town cookies?
Yes.
I loved Fudge Town cookies, and nobody remembers them. You know, I have Pam saying, who?
Yeah.
What?
Who? I remember Boomtown, but that was a Saturday afternoon show.
It was kind of a donut. It had a little hole in the middle, and you could feel the icing through the middle. I mean, you could just feel the cholesterol in these things. Right? I mean, and the fudge is sticking out the side too.
You know what I use the hole for? That's where I'd stick my finger through it and just use it to eat right around.
Oh, absolutely!
I just eat it down to my finger.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not crazy. And I know Mitt Romper Room School in New York always advertised buries everything. But yeah, Fudge Town. And how about the hot dogs which you could actually, you could kind of pop the little meat out of the hot dog skin. Now, I don't know if anybody remembers that either. That was when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Now, those, I remember hot dogs, I don't think you could pop the skin out of them, but I remember there were some that you could peel the skin off of.
Oh, well.
And that made me wonder, I wonder what is wrong with this thing.
On that note, I'll let you guys go. We're having lamb chops for dinner today.
Oh, yum.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Merry Christmas, Dave and Pam.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. 866-666-7926. You know, Schwann's provides these old-fashioned hot dogs that you cook them and then you bite into them and they snap. They're good. All right, now, what were we talking about? I have no idea. It's your show. Go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about
I'm just here to push the buttons. The cooking show again.
We did like 36 shows, I believe, with Phil Parr on the monthly basis. And then we busted off and started going, weekly. And I guess what people don't realize, man, those shows are a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes us about 2 hours to record one show.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were doing a recipe, and I didn't read it thoroughly, and Cheryl was reading through it, and then she's paused, and she goes, "Did you read this whole recipe?" I'm like, "No." She goes, "You have to let this stand for 3 hours."
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, "Well," I go, "what do you got to say? We're going to be yakking a while."
Yeah, yakking a while. Well, we're going to yak a while with this next caller. Hi there.
Right.
You're with Dale and Marlena.
Hey there, this is Danny.
Hey, Danny.
I've got a bit of a bug, so I can't talk too well right now.
Well, you're doing a fine job.
You sound good, Danny.
I did not know about this show. I'm going to have to tune into it. When does it come on?
Well, you want to yak? Go ahead, Marlena.
You're
the universal time queen.
Yeah. But I don't have it in front of me. You know what you need to do, Danny? is, and I normally would have it in front of me, but I don't. You need to just go up on the ACB radio website and look for the mainstream schedule, and it'll be right there.
Hey, Danny, I think we're on, I know we start Saturday night.
Right.
At either, I believe at 8 o'clock Eastern now.
Yeah.
Or no, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern.
By the way,
No. 8 o'clock Eastern. 8 o'clock Eastern. Yeah.
Now,
Saturday nights.
Is that available as a separate podcast, or do I get it on the podcast
now, yes,
for that day?
Danny, we're going to put you on the payroll. What a great opportunity for me to plug our archive site. As Danny was asking, where can you go listen to these? You can go to www.cookinginthedark.libsyn, that's L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N as in not
synthesizer.
.com. Yeah, cookinginthedark.libsyn, short for library syndicate.com. And all of our, well, not all of our shows, but we're getting them all up there. We had to change. We were on another archive site. No, it was crazy. People would open it up and I think it was the crazy mice. They had something to do with it. But people would open up a...
Don't you go blaming those mice.
Yeah, well, them little rascals. We'll get to them in a minute. But they, I mean, it would start playing fast. Sometimes it would, two shows would open at once and start playing. You know, it was like there was a ghost in the work somewhere. But we've got again to cookinginthedark.libsyn.com.
Okay.
And there are, when you open the page, you're going to see some links for months, like January, March, April, May. And there's shows uploaded in those folders, and then if you keep tabbing down, you will see the shows for the current month.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever thought of selling a DVD with all the shows upon it so people could take those? If they couldn't download every single one of them, they could get them all that way.
Well, you know, that's a great idea, and we have played with that idea. And what we were thinking about doing was trying to put some discs together for specific shows. Like, say, around Thanksgiving time, because we've done fried turkeys, we've done baked turkeys, we've done turkey breasts, we've done stuffing, sides, all kinds of things there. For Christmas, we did cookies, we've done hams, you know, stuff like that. So I will need to talk to Tim, because he's got all the shows saved, and it sure would be easy to put them all on a CD.
And also, let me ask you this. Two more things. First.
First one is free. The second one's going to cost you $5.
If someone wants to talk with you, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me by emailing me at Cooking in the Dark at att.net. Or they can get a hold of me by emailing me at Dale, D-A-L-E, at blindmicemart.com. Or you can call me at 713-893-7277.
And one more, and I live in a small apartment with a tiny kitchen.
Okay.
And instead of having a whole bunch of gadgets that I just don't have room for a lot of stuff. I don't trust myself on the stovetop because it's cooking is very new to me.
Right.
And I've got a crock pot. I got a 4-quart crock pot. And do you have some recipes? I would imagine you have some that somebody can use in a crock pot.
Oh, yes. As a matter of now, Danny, are you a Braille reader?
I can read it, not as well as I
okay.
thought, but I can
on,
do it.
On the website, on blindmysmart.com, we have... We've got a couple options for you. We've got Braille cookbooks and electronic cookbooks available that you can buy. There are four crockpot cookbooks.
And
available.
They are good. I have them.
Okay. They are chocked full of all kinds of crazy stuff.
I may call you tomorrow because I can't remember whether... I think I tried to establish an account. I don't remember whether I have an account with you all or not. Or whether
okay.
I've got
to check it out. Now, on a side note... subscribe to the Cooking in the Dark listserv. And to do that, you just send a blank email to cookinginthedark-subscribe@acbradio.org.
All right.
Again, cookinginthedark-subscribe@acbradio.org.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And we have list members there, of course, from Texas. We have a couple up there in Washington. We have them in Canada. We've got them in Europe. There's members from Australia, New Zealand. Recently, we've just added a member in the Caribbean, the Philippines. They're all over the place. But people are posting recipes left and right. If you have a question, just ask them, hey, how about a crockpot recipe or something like that? But I'll tell you what, buy yourself a roast, like a little, one and a half pound roast or so. For your 4-quart crock pot, take an onion and quarter it. You want to cut off both ends and, of course, peel off the dead layers. Just quarter it and lay it in the bottom. Throw you some baby carrots in the bottom. Lay your roast on top. Sprinkle it down with some Lipton onion soup mix. And then add, if you want, about a half a cup of water or a little red wine and a little beef broth. Put that dude on low, and you'll be salivating all day until it's done. It'll take about 6 to 8 hours for it to cook.
Okay, well,
but
hey,
I mean, for that is our favorite. I mean, that's my favorite recipe for a little roast.
That sounds wonderful. Well, listen, thank you, and I'm going to cut you loose so somebody else can get on.
All right,
all right,
well, hey,
Danny.
Get in touch with me later. I mean, this week, Danny, and we'll hook you up.
Okay.
Thanks
thank you.
So much.
Thank you, partner.
Bye bye. 866-666-7926 to talk to the man who every week proves that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight.
That's right. I'm not responsible for weight gain, neither.
Yeah, well, nobody is.
See me. But, that's the show is, I mean, that's why we started doing the show, Marlena, was for folks like Danny.
Yeah.
That are new to or trying to learn to cook or have never really been taught or just trying to get in there and gain some confidence. And for those people that are afraid to use a stovetop, try using an electric skillet.
Yeah.
You don't, you eliminate a lot of the fire hazard, if you will, and the burn problem because you're always going to know where that skillet's at. It's sitting right there. There's some nice ones that we just started carrying at Blind Mice that have real deep sides on them.
Oh,
some of them the sides are real shallow and the top is real deep, and I'm like, man, they messed this.
Yeah, they got it. It's like an upside down skillet. Hey, I'm going to let you talk about what's at Blind Mice in just a minute, but we got another call. Who wants to talk to you? Hi there, you're with Dale and Marlena. Who's this?
Marlena.
Yes.
This is Aaron Ross. I called you when you had those three candidates on for the. let's see, who was it? Carla Rushable and
right, uh-huh.
two other folks. How have you been there?
Great. How are you?
Good. Man, I'll tell you, Dale, I just love the cooking in the dark. How where do you get the recipes on that? How or do you just make those yourself or?
You know, some of them are mine, but I would say 95% of them come from the Cooking in the Dark list.
Huh.
They are recipes that people upload, or what we try to do is create, I mean, you know, like with Christmas coming, we try to do Christmas shows or things around Christmas. I can tell you, coming up in February, we always do a show for the guys. We kick Cheryl out of the studio, and it's a guys-only type thing, so you can learn how to cook dinner for your sweetheart. You know, you do it right, you might even get a little hug and kiss out of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then coming up in March, we're going to do a show dedicated to Dr. Seuss, because it's his birthday in March.
Oh, how fun.
So I know we're going to do green eggs and ham
yeah.
and some other stuff like that. But some of the shows we try to do, you know, we try to just teach. Like, here's how, you know, how to fry eggs. Here's how to make an omelet. Here's how to do bacon. And that's one thing I look for in the recipes. As I read through the recipes, I try to, all right, now, which recipes have different techniques that I can help demonstrate? Like, how do you safely dice an onion? You know, or how do you brown hamburger meat or things like that? And I try to do it, and as we do it, of course, I mean, listening to the show, you know, I try to explain it so people can, quote-unquote, see what I'm doing. Sometimes I do a better job than others, but that's kind of the basis for how we select the recipes.
Well, very good, Dale. Keep up the great work. And actually, you know, Marlena, I've got some sort of personal questions for you, but I know we probably can't discuss them on the air. How can I email you?
Oh my!
Besides the ACB Radio,
the ACB Radio is my primary email, so I'm the only one who sees it. So you just go ahead and question away.
What's the address? Is it just Marlena at
acbradio.org, yes.
.org? And well, how is Agnes, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, Agnes, thank you for asking. Agnes is just fine. She's having a hard time with my being somewhat in a wheelchair and somewhat on a cane right now because of having some surgery and stuff. And so she keeps following me around like she's not sure what she's supposed to do. But she's just fine.
Well, I'll tell you, Marlena, I just love listening to your show. And actually, I'm very busy with my job at the moment. But I would love someday to be a jock on ACBRI there.
Well, you drop me an email, and I'll get you pointed in the right direction. And remember that Marlena is spelled Marlaina.
All right, actually, I think I hear Agnes barking.
No, that's actually Madeline.
I gotcha.
That's Madeline, yeah. We're having company over to dinner, and they've just arrived, and Madeline is greeting them at the door as we speak.
I gotcha. Well, did Gary get that, or?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Gary's got the door. It's all under control. Not to worry.
All right, Marlena. Well, I will let you go. I just love your voice, and I wanted to call you again and ask Dale some questions there.
All right. Hey, well, thanks so much for
calling.
And have
thank
a
you.
Very happy holiday.
Merry Christmas and a happy hangover.
Yeah, and a happy hangover. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you, Marlena.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. Wow, this is a night of surprises. Eric in California, and then personal questions. Ooh, I can't wait to find out what that's all about.
Those.
Hey, you're not going
to
hear them.
Oh, dang.
What do you think you are?
You know what I always say, man? If you got something to say about somebody, come sit next to me.
yeah, tell a Dale telegram. No. All right, are we ready? No, we're not. We got another phone call. My
all
goodness,
right.
I didn't even hear the phone ring. But, caller, you are on the air with Dale and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tina from Colorado.
Hi, Tina from Colorado. Happy holiday.
Well, happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
Hey, speaking of hearing your dogs barking in the background.
I know. Wasn't that funny?
That was great. I love that.
That was so funny.
You got to do something for us real quick. It's very important.
Huh?
You need to make sure all your doors are shut and your windows are closed. because there's like all this cold air leaking down from Colorado into Texas.
Yeah, but see, it's merging with the hot air coming out of Dale's house.
Well, hey, it's supposed to warm up in the 40s, so we're out of the deep freeze for...
Oh, my gosh.
Now, see, that's funny, because that's what it fell down to, and we're all running around here freezing.
That's funny.
Well,
when I have to go, you know, I have to put something else on besides flip-flops and shorts and a tank top, there is a problem.
Ooh, well,
we got to move further south.
My guide dog was raised in Burford, Colorado, so she knows about cold weather, and she...
Yeah, I imagine so, especially if you live in the mountains.
Yeah, she was in the mountains.
Dean, I mean, we were up there training, you know, in Jersey with Dean, and the only place he would go park was, you know, on top of a snowbank. So, I mean, you know, depending on which side he was leaning, it was hard cleaning up after him.
I bet. Well, never mind. We're not going there now, Dale. Now, right. Tina called for a reason. Let's get to the woman's question.
Well, speaking of recipes and stuff, I wondered, and pets and things, I wonder if you guys have any recipes for little dog treats.
We have an entire cookbook dedicated for treats for pets.
Really?
Yes, and in fact, we did, I do not know what show number it was, Tim would know, but we did a show, in fact, it was done in, we recorded it in February because it aired in March when I was at the at Club Seeing Eye, getting mm-hmm. Dean, where we actually did some treats for, we made different dog biscuits and things.
Oh, wow.
It
oh,
is,
fun.
On the website, it is cookbook R87.
Okay.
It's available in Braille and also in an electronic format.
Oh, superb. Thank you
and
very much.
And it is chock full of recipes for dogs and cats. And you know, I mean, in reading the ingredients, when I made them, I'm like, man, these little biscuits, they don't sound too bad.
Yeah, and if
well,
I know
I got
you...
news for you.
Yeah.
They weren't too good.
Well, I was going to say, if I know you, I bet you tasted one or two.
I had to. Made me a pot of coffee. Let's get after it. Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Here you go, Kelsey. You can have this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yes, we do have that, and we have a whole bunch of other doggy stuff, too.
Oh.
And cat, like, little gifts and novelties and stuff. In fact, one thing I was going to say, I have one left that could still ship for Christmas. It's a Black Lab welcome sign.
Aww.
And it's the face of a black lab looking straight out at you.
Aww.
And then underneath it is there's a bone that has the word welcome on it. And it's tactile, so you can actually feel the word welcome. Now, a little dog baby.
Aww, how cute.
Probably about 4 inches, I guess about 4 inches in diameter.
Aww.
And it retails for $9.95, and I think we've got it priced at $6.50 right now.
So
do you have any things for golden retrievers?
Golden Retrievers, yes. I have a Golden Retriever Best Friend ornament.
Aww.
And I believe there is a Golden Retriever little figurine that's about 4 or 5 inches tall.
Oh, wow.
The Best Friend ornament is basically about 3 inches in diameter. It's just round and flat.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hangs, but it says Best Friend on it, and it has a picture of the little dog. It's also available in, like, a German Shepherd and also a Black Lab.
Oh, okay.
And a pug, you know, a little doggy snack for our guys.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, thank you very
pug
much.
Owners.
All right.
Because I have a friend who has two golden retrievers, one of whom likes toys and the other one more likes food, and so we're trying to figure out a good gift for him, and so we were thinking who can make him something.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Well, there you,
you
go.
Know, those, I have some of those golden retriever ornaments here that
uh-huh.
we can still ship out in time for Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
so
very
give me a call tomorrow at Blind Mice or just email me and
sure.
we'll get you taken care of.
Okay.
All right. And mention ACB Radio when you check out and we get a little ka-ching.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Get a little ka-ching.
All right. Thanks, Tina.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Tina.
Merry Christmas.
866-666-7926. It's 6:29 approximately as I look at
Oh, man, I'm late.
Yeah, you're late. What are you late for?
Well, I was supposed to do this Marlena show.
Oh, darn it. You know, I was, too.
Or wait, maybe I'm early.
Doggone it.
I
was supposed to do that show, too. What happened?
Where is it?
I don't know. I think it went down the tubes about a half an hour ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
my
happened?
Gosh. All right, talk to me, and I'll interrupt you as we get the phone calls, but talk to me about Blind Mice Mart. I can't imagine that someone wouldn't know what it is unless they've been living in a cave. But we do get a lot of new listeners.
Yes.
And we get...
And, you know, we've gotten so many new shoppers and some
yeah.
you know, word of mouth. People telling
yeah.
people about it. And it's awesome.
Let's talk about what is Blind Mice Mart.
Blind Mice Mart, the best thing about Blind Mice Mart, I think, is the fact that the purchases go to benefit scholarships for blind kids. And that's what it's all about. I mean, we try to discount prices. If we can get a product and have it at a little bit lower price than some others, then we'll sell it. If we can't, case in point, Hamilton Beach microwaves.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get them and sell them for any cheaper than what you can buy them at Walmart for.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't mess with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can find some stuff and we can get it to you at a better price, then we'll do it.
Now,
we have tons and tons and tons of giftware. In fact, we just recently uploaded about 250 new products.
Ooh.
Flippers, pajamas, shirts for men. Cool, they're camp shirts, so they're kind of the box style.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be tucked in, which is cool for me. And they've got like a motorcycle theme. They have there's another football theme. We've got some, we even got some underwear for little boys and that are, you know, size, what, 4, 6,
aww,
and 8. There's some monkeying around underwear.
Uh-oh.
And then there's some for every day of the week. They're called weekly underwear, and it says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh,
on.
That's
so
cute.
Don't
that's
be caught
cute
wearing your Wednesday drawers on Friday.
On Friday, that's right. Now, did you hear at the beginning of my show, I don't know if you were listening, when I had Tamara Ryan from the Women's Bean Project on?
I caught the tail end of her.
You know, I want to connect you up with her because that would be a very cool product to carry.
Well, that and, you know, when Tamara, if you're listening, let's get connected because I want you on the Cooking in the Dark show.
Yeah.
I want to do some of your stuff, and then we can promote it that way as well. But, yeah, that is awesome. When I read your email about her being on, I was like, man, I've got to connect
yeah
with her.
Well, before we hang up, I'll be running down all the websites, phone numbers, and everything. So, before the show ends, so get ready to write, and you'll
it'll
have
be my
it
turn to take notes.
It'll
huh
be your turn, yeah. I get
but
to boss you around.
Now, everything is still available if ordered tonight or tomorrow for rush shipping to be delivered anywhere in the States. So that is really cool.
Okay.
Water fountains, indoor and outdoor, wind chimes, welcome plaques. Now, Braille cookbooks are not. They won't make it. Some of the adaptive cooking products we have here in stock, they will make it. So we've got a lot of stuff.
Well, now, what kind of adaptive cooking products?
How about a talking cooking thermometer? Has a temperature range from -4 to 243 degrees.
Yeah.
It is basically like a little, it's like a large hat pin, I kind of liken it to. It's 11 inches long. The probe is 5.5 inches long. It's made out of 1/8 inch stainless surgical stainless steel. Get that tongue twister out. But it's very, in fact, let me see. Guess what I have right here. Let me see if we can hear this. Okay, that beep means I'm on. And let me push the button to get a reading.
76.3 degrees Fahrenheit.
Were you able to hear that?
Yeah, 76.3 degrees Fahrenheit.
There you go. So I'm not as
wow
hot stuff as you thought I was.
No, you're not.
Kind of chilly. But that is all there is. There is one button on the front of it. It's a long rectangular button. And the left side of the button with it facing you and the probe pointing down turns it off and on.
Mm-hmm.
And the right side, just touch it, and it will announce the temperature.
Wow.
But I use it for, of course, you know, roasts and hams and turkeys and chickens and all that good stuff. But I've also checked the air conditioner in my car, see how cold it is, you know, blowing out.
Mm-hmm.
Another customer in California, IA there, uses it to test the soil temperature of her orchids. It's
oh
been used
my
to check the pool temperature. It's been used to check hot tub temperatures. It's been used to check the temperature of my beer. I mean, sorry, of beer. Root beer, that is.
Righto.
That's all I drink, root beer.
That's right. Beer is at the root of it.
Yeah.
Right.
But now, here's the best part. $27, and the mice ship it free.
Wow.
So that's really cool. We have five of those in stock left for Christmas.
Wow.
Before we reorder. Let's see, what other adaptive stuff do we have that's pretty cool? We are out of the talking kitchen scales, unfortunately. Those will be coming back in. Those are $45 and free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that doesn't do people much good. How about a non-adaptive cooking item? How about a 15-inch pizza stone?
Ooh.
Now, I have started using that pizza stone not only for pizzas, but for breads, biscuits.
Yeah.
I make these little breakfast pigs in a blanket. I use those little smokies.
Yeah.
You know, the little mini sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
And just some cheapo biscuits, those canned biscuits, you know.
Yeah.
Four for a dollar or whatever. The ones used to be four for 50 cents.
Yeah.
But I take those biscuits, tear them in half, wrap it around, you know, one of those little sausages.
Yep.
Throw it on that bacon stone, let them go for about 15 minutes, and you got a nice little breakfast snack.
Oh, I bet that is good.
But on the baking stone, it's really nice because it really keeps things from burning. It provides nice, even cooking. And another, you know, the very first Cooking in the Dark show we did oven-fried honey chicken.
Oh, yum.
And it's nothing more than taking chicken breasts, Marlena, you know, kind of flopping them in. You mix up a little bit of red wine vinegar and honey. Just whisk that together, and you just kind of flop your chicken breast in there. Dredge it in some breadcrumbs or corn, you know, whatever you want. Breadcrumbs work the best, I think. And then bake it for about an hour. Bake about 45 minutes. Now, usually when you bake stuff like that, you know, it gets soggy on the bottom.
Yeah.
You flip it over, well, and the top gets crispy and the bottom gets soggy.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen on the baking stone.
Wow.
It stays crispy, which is cool.
What is the baking stone made of?
Stone.
Well, yeah, I know, but do you know what stone? I mean,
No, I really don't.
That's like who's buried in Grant's tomb, right?
Yeah. Ethel Merman.
You, if you don't come up with an answer here.
No, I'm not exactly sure of the exact type of stone it is. I want to say it's like a granite or something, but I may be mistaken there.
Yeah,
it's got kind of a, kind of a sandy, it's a very porous feeling.
Like a terracotta maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And you do want to season it just like you would a cast iron skillet. Now, every now and then I'll just put a little olive oil on it, and then I just keep it in the oven.
So, all right, so if people buy your baking stone, then how do they season that baking stone?
Just take a little vegetable oil
or
olive oil, and what I do is just put a little bit on. I kind of turn the bottle upside down with a paper towel, so a little bit gets on the paper towel, and I just rub it all over it. And then pop it in about a 400-degree oven and just let it kind of bake.
And then how long do they let that bake for?
Oh, I'd let it go an hour, hour and a half.
And then is that the only time they ever have to do that?
No, continue to season it periodically. And there'll be times, too, when you go to do cookies or like when I do the chicken breast, I'll put olive oil on it before I do the chicken breast.
Yeah, yeah.
And let it go. Now, if you're going to season it for a while and you put a lot of oil on it, you might want to drop the temperature down to about 2.5.
Yeah.
And let it go longer at a lower temperature. But, I mean, you'll kind of feel it. You don't want to wash it in the dishwasher. To wash it, I just run it under the sink. And we've got one of those little plastic scrapers, you know.
Yeah,
And kind of scrape it off. And then I take a sponge and with some water on it and a little bit of soap and wash it off. And then pop it back in the oven. Usually you can get it back in, you know, I'll turn the oven on just a little bit to let it warm up so it'll help dry the stone.
Yeah, it's not supposed to feel sparkly clean.
No.
That's something I think that some people I know who've used stones and stoneware, you know, terracotta type bakeware, have gotten a little confused about. You don't want it to feel sparkly clean because...
It will not feel like a glass casserole or something.
Right.
You know, that's real squeaky clean and
smooth-feeling.
This is always going to have that kind of, I don't know, it's not
like
really
a
rough texture, but it's kind of it's definitely, I want to say like a sandstone or a limestone texture or something like that to it.
Yeah. And that that helps it to become more and more nonstick.
Yes. Yes, it sure does.
See, I know my stuff.
That's cool. I love mine. Hey, and if you buy it, you also get a free pizza cutter.
Whoa!
A little pizza wheel. Woohoo!
Whoa! So here's a great Christmas present, okay? You order this pizza stone from Dale, and then you go down to your nearest, like, do you guys around the country, in the U.S. anyway, have these Papa Murphy pizzas, you know, where it's take and bake?
Oh,
man, and they have the best bloody pizzas, and they're all none of them are cooked. The dough is thrown, you know, you can see them thrown.
Yeah.
And they'll put anything you want on them, anything. And they put it on a big platter, and they cover it with saran type wrap or whatever. You bring it home, you transfer it to that pizza stone, you put it in the oven, you cut it with that pizza cutter, you are just gonna be
an awesome idea.
In heaven.
I love it.
So anybody that's got a Papa Murphy's, go order a Dale Pizza Stone.
Get after it.
In fact, I bet you that if you brought your pizza stone to the Papa Murphy's, that they would flip the dough right onto your pizza stone so you wouldn't have to transfer it.
They probably would.
And let me tell you, boys and girls, oh, they got good stuff. So, anyway, enough of that. All right, what else have we got?
That is cool.
I just made myself hungry.
We've got four barbecue kits, barbecue tool sets left.
Oh.
We also have five kitchen grips, the oven mitts, the long ones.
Oh,
like
I love mine.
22 inches long.
I love mine.
And everybody, hold on to your hats because coming out probably around late January, early February, the kitchen grips are going to take on a little bit of a new style. And right now, they are not, the regular mitts are not waterproof. But we do have waterproof mitts available.
Yeah.
But here in about February or so, all the kitchen grips are going to be all waterproof. They're changing their manufacturing technique to where they're going to put the seam on the inside.
Yeah.
They're going to glue the seam, and voila.
That's
so
perfect.
So I can't wait. But these mitts we have, they're perfect for the grill. The ones that we have left in stock, they're $32. Oh, the pizza stone, by the way, is $17, I think, from the top of my brain, which give or take a few pennies on that one way or the other. But these mitts are ideal, too, not only for barbecuing, but for those of you that need to reach in and out of the fireplace.
Yeah.
You know, for logs and stuff, don't burn yourself.
Sure.
Because I don't know about you, Marlena, but where I always get singed, it's not on my hands or fingers, it's on my arms.
I know, me too.
The barbecue kits are, you get a turner, you get a knife, a knife, you get a fork, you get a basting brush, and you get tongs for flipping and turning. They're made of a real nice, heavy, strong stainless steel, and then they have wood handles. The handles even have little indents in them for your fingers. They're great. When I first ordered them to check them out, I was like, let me see what these are like. I'm totally impressed with them. They're not one of those little cheapy sets for $4 you're going to get at Kmart.
Yeah.
You know, that when you pick your burger up, the thing, bloop, folds in half, and your burger falls on the floor, and your dog's happy. Yahoo!
I love your sound effects.
Hey, you know, now speaking of that, I was watching TV Land last night,
and
Homer Simpson, you know, dope.
Yeah.
What he says, that is now a word in the dictionary.
Gosh.
D'OH.
Only on the Marlena program when Dale Campbell is the guest.
That's
you
right.
Learn this information.
Interesting...
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Let's see. What else do we have? For last-minute gifts for people, we have the onion dicer and chopper. Awesome. Well, it's actually a dicer, an onion and veggie dicer. It is about 12 inches long. It kind of opens like the jaws of an alligator, y'all. It has a 4x4 grid inside of it. You dice up, well, don't dice, but quarter up or half your onion.
Well, no, wait a minute. I'm not getting this picture. How does this thing work?
Let me focus it for you.
All right.
It opens like if you picture like the mouth of an alligator.
Right.
How the jaws open.
Right.
Okay, you would open this up. Bloop.
Right.
And back at the kind of where the hinge is at, where the throat would be on the gator, there is like a 4x4 grid.
Okay.
Now, what you do is you cut your onion in half or in quarters or put your carrots on there, whatever. You cut your vegetable down to fit so it'll fit on the grid.
Gotcha.
And then you just close the lid. And basically you push down like where his nose would be, his snout, and I push it down until it starts to, you know, push the food through the dicing mechanism. And then I put my other hand kind of back over where the hinge area is at, kind of like over the top of where the food is, and just push down.
And so is there a bowl that the food goes into? Or?
Uh-huh. It goes into the bottom. It's basically a three-piece contraption. The top piece, you know, is the lid. I mean, the top part is what kind of pushes it down through.
Yep.
The middle is the insert that has, it's just a flat piece, and then it has the dicing grid on it.
Yep.
And then the bottom, the base of it, is also the catch tray.
Gotcha.
So and the middle part has a like a finger hole, so you can reach in there and pull that dude out. There's feet at both ends and also in the middle.
Okay.
So it gives great support on your countertop when you're pushing that dang down. But
it stands up better than I do right now.
I'm telling you what, yeah. That's what I was thinking when he was asking your email earlier. You know, what's your and you said M A R L A I N. I was like, no, it ain't M A R L A I N.
Never mind. You're going to get everybody all mixed up.
All confused. But the dicers are $17.50. I've done onions on them. I've done bell peppers. I've done pickles. Although you want a firm pickle, I've done carrots, I've done celery, I've done
potatoes. Could you do
apples.
Cheese? Could you do like...
Maybe
black cheese?
So.
Not hard cheese. Not.
I haven't tried cheese.
I bet you could.
I bet you could. Now, cleaning it up might be a booger.
Well,
get
so
that
what?
Cheese out of it.
So what? But, at least you don't have to stand there and make all those stupid squares
of
cheese.
Well, and it cuts them down into like quarter inch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Quarter inch cubes, which is awesome.
Yeah, try it.
The lady was trying to make hash browns.
Yeah.
She thought she had some, or not hash browns, but what was she make? A potato. Golly, hash browns, I guess.
It's awful to get old.
A hash brown egg. Oh, I'm telling you what. My brain has been on overload lately. But anyway, she used that. She used the device, the dicer to do her new potatoes and jammed them right out. And we've made apple dumplings on the show, and we used the dicer to do the apple.
Well, I bet you could do cheese, and I want you to try it and let me know.
Okay.
Try like a Munster.
Okay.
Or
like Herman Munster.
Or a Pepper Jack.
Ooh, Pepper Jack.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, Pepper Jack.
Ooh.
Pepper Jack's good.
And then
Pepper Jack may not make it home.
Well, and then send me some. No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. You get that green stuff in the mail.
Yeah, when I get that green stuff.
It was Pepper Jack, I
swear. No, that's from Dale with Love.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? How about the flexible chopping mats?
I have those, and I want to talk about those flexible chopping mats. Those flexible chopping mats are just absolutely the answer. If you are somebody who kind of has issues with sort of transferring things that you've chopped and you kind of get more on the stove than you do in the pan, or you get more on the counter than you do in the dish where you want that chopped stuff to go, this flexible chopping mat is the answer, because honestly, you can chop on them, they don't rip, they don't break, they don't cut, and then once you get your, whatever you're chopping, whatever you're slicing, whatever, all done, you can just like sort of roll it up and bring it over to the vessel where you want the goods to go and kind of just hold it over that, and out they come in the shape that you've created the mat to be.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful...
love them.
Oh, and me too.
There are so many pros to them. I mean, with the little eyelets in them, they have eyelets in one in them, y'all. And I have all six of mine hanging, because you get six in the set, two small ones, four large ones. And I believe they're 12 by 15, 15 by 18, 12 by 15, I believe is their size. But with them hanging on the cup hook inside my cabinet door, I've got six cutting boards right there.
And
taking up no space.
And they go in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
and like Marlena said, after you get done dicing, chopping, cutting, whatever, you just kind of, I fold up both ends together, carry it over to my skillet or my bowl or my pot, whatever I'm doing, and dump them in and go back for more.
Yeah.
And then when you get done doing meats, just take that dude, throw him in the dishwasher, throw him in the sink, and pull another one out and go after your vegetable.
Yep.
And I've been using mine now for like three and a half to 4 years.
Oh, they're the best. I think.
And there's been some serious whacking going on.
I think, honestly, they're one of the best things you sell.
They are.
I really do.
Coolest little gadgets. Now,
the
onion
really
dicer thing is, it's definitely on the list. It's one of my favorite little tools.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one of my favorites is the apple machine. The little device that will peel, core, and slice an apple.
Oh, you know, and I keep saying I'm going to buy that, and I haven't bought that yet.
It's one of those devices where you're going to need to practice lining the apple up.
Yeah.
And getting it on right. But once you get it going, Katie bar the door.
Yeah.
That recipe for apple butter that requires you to peel, slice, and dice, 60 apples.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do an apple cobbler that calls for six apples, and I can have the apples peeled, cored, and sliced in probably less than 4 minutes.
Wow.
And you just can't do that. I mean, and for a quick dessert, for us, I mean, I'll put an apple on there, you know, for all three of us. I mean, well, three of us get an apple. No, all three of us get our own apples. Yeah, that's it. Hey, I'll buy everybody at the bar a drink. Well, here's one drink and 50 straws, right? Anyway, I do the apple. I core it, peel it, slice it. And when it slices it, it cuts it in like it spiral cuts it. And, of course, it cores it. So after it's done, I just pull it off its core. And I put it on a plate, and I make one knife cut down one side of it. And that opens it up to where you can pull it off in layers. Each layer is its own little apple ring.
Oh, how cool.
And then we put a little chocolate sauce or, you know, something on the plate and dip your apple in that and get after it.
Oh, how cool is that?
But anyway, that's a cool little gadget. The kitchen grips are great, but I'm sorry, we're out of stock on those. They are gone, except for the long ones, the big, long 22-inch mitts. They're available. The other cool little device we just recently got in are the silicone suction lids.
Ah, silicone is becoming the thing.
It is. It is. And these little guys look like a pancake made out of silicone and with a knob in the middle. There's an 8-inch, a 6.5-inch, and a 4-inch model. You can get them as a set for $22.50, or you can buy them individually. But what you do with them is you just basically put them over the top of a can or a bowl, press down in the middle where the knob is, and it creates a suction seal around the edge of the bowl. And then you can pick it up. I mean, I've picked up a bowl, a ceramic bowl, with the knob on the lid after I've puffed it on there.
Wow.
And for a party, if you're having a party, just take one of those out and throw it on the counter. It'll stick. People try to pick it up, and they can't unless you break the seal.
Well, there you go. Hey, we have a call. Let's bring them in. Hi, you're with Dale and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. This is Lisa Hall from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa Hall from Cincinnati, Ohio. Did you get my message?
Yes, I did.
I am so sorry. Lisa called me about 2004 wanting to be a guest.
Oh, well, you know, Dale will get around to it.
No, we're going to have her on because you're going to make us meatballs, right?
Yeah, spaghetti.
There we go. See, I can remember some things.
Yeah. Well, I do want to share it with Marlena's assistant last week.
Oh, yes, that's right. We heard last week.
Yes, and so I'm looking forward to my new adventure starting in January, where I will be representing Quivenuck on the Braille Authority of North America.
Right, on the banner board.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
all
great.
All about Braille.
Well,
that's right.
Well, congratulations, Lisa. Hey, Lisa, what's your favorite thing to cook at Christmas?
You know, I don't do much in the way of cooking because I don't get together with my family very much. But no matter what time of the year it is, I like doing my spaghetti and meat sauce when I have the time.
Well, there you go, Dale. You got to get her on to do her spaghetti and meat sauce for you.
You know what you need to do, Lisa? I don't want to tell you what to do, but you need to do this.
Hey, Lisa, he doesn't want to tell you what to do, but he's going to.
I'm
so
going to. For your new adventure, you need to get one of our Braille T-shirts.
Yes, I've been thinking about that. I saw that.
They are,
on the website.
You know, they are becoming our second most popular seller.
Oh, I see.
Because they're on a black T-shirt, but the puff print glows in the dark.
Yeah, and there's
letters
of the alphabet on the back.
Marlena has one of these.
I do.
It says Braille, read with more feeling on the front of it.
Yeah.
And then on the back of it is the entire Braille alphabet with the corresponding regular alphabet.
That's
whatever you want to call
it. That's right.
But one way to promote Braille.
It is. It is
right.
Cool. And plus, with it glowing in the dark, man, people will always know where you're at. You know, they'll know.
All right, Lisa.
All right.
Well, congratulations,
my dear.
And I did hear you make the announcement with Debbie last week, and that's a great honor. And Judy Dixon chairs that, and she's been a dear friend of mine since I was a child. So, and Kim Charlson is there, and you're in good hands with my friends. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you take care.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Lisa.
866-666-7926. We're going to keep you on for about another minute, kind sir.
All right.
So what do you want to run down?
T-shirts. You need to get there and get them.
Yeah.
We have the Too Much Sex Causes Blindness shirt. We have the Speak Up, I'm Blind shirt. Because, you know, people find out you're blind.
Yes,
and they
Speak Up,
louder.
I'm Blind. I love it.
Now,
I love that
one looks kind of like we've taken the old yin-yang symbol.
Yeah.
Kind of laid it on its side.
Yeah.
Light red and yellow on a blue shirt. Awesome, awesome.
But I do think the too much sex causes blindness shirt ought to be worn in a few boardrooms, you know?
Yes. And I think it is sometimes. But my goal is, what I would love to have happen is everybody at the next ACB convention will have a national too much sex causes blindness day.
Wouldn't that be funny?
And we'll all go blasting around the hotel and those things, you know? Now, we do have Blind Rifle Association meetings.
The Blind Rifle, yes.
In the bar,
yes,
you know?
Yes,
then,
yes.
Then we always get together the night before Easter and we go rabbit hunting. So we've got all kinds of fun stuff, Marlena, at Blind Mice. We're adding new things. We're motivating. We're moving. And we're trying to, you know, it's a three-legged proposition. One, good prices for everybody. And the availability, you know, the ability to shop at home.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go to the store and, you know, the mall and deal with the clerk that says, oh, they're over there, or here they are, and expect you to see through a glass case and, you know, things like that. On the website, if you go into the Blind Mice Smart Information Center, not all the links work. We're rebuilding part of it, but there is the fable story. It kind of tells a little joke story of how Blind Mice Smart got started, but there's a lot of truth to it. If you go and read it, check it out. It's a lot of fun. We're just having fun. I mean, you know, we're providing scholarships for blind kids. I mean, last year we had 17 applicants. Which doesn't sound like a lot, but in the past, that's more than we've had in the 4 years previous.
And as one of the persons who was honored to be one of your judges last year, it was a lot. It was they were wonderful applicants.
You want to give every one of those kids a scholarship.
Yep.
You know, that's the heck of it. But our winners, I think our judges did an excellent job in picking our winners. And we'll see what happens this year. We're already getting inquiries about when they're opening this year.
Wow.
So, the work just never stops here.
Wow.
We're going, 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 man.
Wow.
But listen, I want to thank you so much for having us on the show. Oh, and in closing, specials. The T-shirts, the Braille T-shirts, $17 each. You buy two, get 15% off your second one. Any purchase over $25, you can get $5 off the Cooking in the Dark apron. As I say, you will not cook any better with it, but you're sure going to look good when you're cooking.
Because it don't take sight to cook dinner tonight.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Dale Campbell. I love you to pieces as always.
Thank you, ma'am. Everybody, listen this coming weekend for your Christmas treat from Cooking in the Dark. You're going to enjoy it. We have a lot of fun.
All right, the 100th broadcast of
the
Cooking in
show.
The
and
Dark.
The best part is I didn't have to cook in this one. Woo!
Whoa! Take care, Dale.
Bye, Marlene.
Bye-bye. All right, we are just about out of time, and I'm going to try really hard to run down everything I can so that you've got your note-takers going. The Women's Bean Project, www.womensbeanproject.com, area code 303-292-1919. Tom Walsh's Christmas Cabin, don't you dare miss that. http://christmascabin.com. Stephen Guerra from Independent Living Aids, Mr. Home Shopping Channel himself here. Lots of good specials, www.independentliving.com. And you can call Stephen at Independent Living Aids, or you can write him at Independent Living Aids as well. Kelly Dunn, Handy Tech North America, probably the smartest woman in the world about a cell phone, 651-636-5184, info@handywithayTech.us. And then, of course, Cooking in the Dark at att.net. Dale Campbell can be reached at 713-893-7277.